Good morning. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited you're here. It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 2007, and it is approximately 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org and AM and FM stations around the country, around the world. Glad you're here. Our guest this evening, his website is legendarytimes.com, and we are going to give out all the required information here. Giorgio Tsoukalos, welcome back, and thank you again.
Thanks. It's been a total pleasure. It was always awesome to have interviews with you, man.
Well, thank you very much. I feel the same way. I mean, you're a captivating speaker, and you just have so much information, and obviously so many people who want to be a part of what you guys are doing. How can the listeners get involved? How can they help?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, the main website is legendarytimes.com, and that's where we have, for example, a daily news section that we update daily with the latest news that we've compiled about the field of ancient mysteries, archaeology, ancient astronauts, ethnology, biology, physics. I mean, anything that has anything to do that has a connection to the past and, you know, that we uncovered a new skeleton here and there, a new ruin. So we definitely report about that. But also, you know, right there you can subscribe to Legendary Times, which is the only magazine of its kind. It's published four times a year, and it basically reports the latest research in the ancient astronaut field. And it's basically a place where people that have always asked these questions can come together and not be chastised for their beliefs.
I love that. You know, I really do.
I always get the same. Whenever people join Legendary Times with the membership, I always get the same statement as in, you know, man, I'm so glad I finally found you guys, and I wish I had known you that you've existed earlier, and I no longer feel out in the dark, that I can actually come out and speak about these things without being ridiculed.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And then anybody that wants to, expand their horizons with research, we have LegendaryTimesBooks.com, which you've mentioned many times during the interview, and that essentially is the bookstore of Legendary Times. And we're not exclusive to just ancient mysteries, but we also have a section on current affairs or conspiracies, where we talk about 9/11 or offer books on 9/11. And essentially, look, throughout history, books have changed the world. They have transformed the way we see ourselves and each other. And, they've inspired debate, dissent, revolution, everything. And they've enriched lives, and they've also destroyed them. But in this day and age, and both you and I and most of our listeners know this, is that some books have become suppressed by the corporate-controlled mainstream media.
Yeah.
LegendaryTimesBooks.com is your antidote.
That's wonderful. No censorship.
No way.
I love that. Giorgio, do you have time for a quick call or two?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, God. There's the music. All right. I obviously need to start paying more attention to the time. Folks, stay with us, and we'll try to squeeze in as many as we can here in the next segment. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Our guest this evening, Giorgio Tsoukalos, LegendaryTimes.com, LegendaryTimesBooks.com. Stay with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Well, and our special guest this evening, Giorgio Tsoukalos, LegendaryTimes.com and LegendaryTimesBooks.com, 100% completely uncensored. Giorgio, welcome back.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Calls.
Yes, absolutely. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Shay in Ohio. Shay, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you for your patience, sir. Go ahead.
First of all, Frank, I'd just like to tell you that I'm a new listener. I've been listening for, I guess, about a month and a half now, and I absolutely love your show.
Well, thank you.
Also, I had a few things that I would like to ask your guest, if he's still around.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, when he's talking about the presence of extraterrestrials and things, is he talking in a spirit nature or in a physical nature?
100% physical.
Okay.
The ancient astronaut theory, the classic ancient astronaut theory that we represent, that Legendary Times and Eric von Daniken 30 years ago has proposed, is that all those beings that are described in the ancient texts are indeed flesh and blood space travelers, that they are not much different than from you and me. And it's essentially, it goes back to the argument I don't think I've mentioned this argument tonight, but it's essentially the same thing if, let's say, 500 years down the road, you and I will be able to travel to a distant planet and will encounter some sort of life form, and it happens to be intelligent. Will we just stand back and watch? I say that the ego is way, our ego is way too inflated for us to just stand back and watch, like Star Trek's Prime Directive would suggest.
Mm-hmm.
We'll actually step in, and I mean, if that intelligent life is technologically speaking still underdeveloped, and we'll help them and we'll give them a push in the right direction. But because we have, quote unquote, descended from the sky, and their reference, a frame of reference, is different, they'll think that we are gods, that we are some sort of spiritual beings that have it all figured out. But the only thing is that they just couldn't understand, not because they were dumb, but because their frame of reference was different, they couldn't understand our technology. And that's exactly what happened here on Earth 5,000 years ago, according to the classic ancient astronaut theory.
Jay?
Okay. I also have another question.
Sure.
With the, I guess you would call it the state of man that we are in now,
mm-hmm.
Do you believe that the world could not end due to nuclear war? In some type of way, because there's enough technology and capability for man to basically destroy itself and the planet it lives on.
And then if that were to happen, I would agree with the argument, because the only way that the world can end is if we literally blow this planet up. If we do not blow this planet up, then there will be factions that will survive, and then the world has not ended, you see? And the thing is that has happened on multiple occasions throughout history. I mean, we know that empires have come and gone, but the world never ended. So this whole concept of the world is going to end just because, you know, 50 or 100 or 200 years from now, the United States no longer exists, or Australia no longer exists, or the European Union, or what have you, country-wise, just because they no longer exist doesn't mean that the world has ended. It just goes on in a different fashion. I mean, you know, what's really interesting is that any astronaut that's ever been in outer space, and this has started in the 60s, 70s with the first astronauts we've had, They've all come back as changed men. And that is, you know, once you see the Earth from afar as this fragile little marble, all, you know, sense of borders and you know, what country you come from or what social structure or what race you come from, to them they've become irrelevant. And this is why I am a big proponent that the day when all these racial inequalities and social inequalities and just inequalities in general will end is the day when we will make contact. Because then all of a sudden it's so crystal clear that we are one on this planet. I mean, this is it. We are all in this together, and that there is, you know, one quote-unquote new threat, you know, from out there. Because right now a lot of these threats that we're being told are threats are made up. They're just figments. I'm rambling.
I don't think you're rambling at all. I think that makes complete and total sense. I mean, there's obviously the possibility of some sort of hoaxed threat from outer space to sort of form this unified government, a one-world government. You know, it is what it is, but it's certainly not anything that I plan on buying into. I'm very skeptical, Giorgio, as you know. But at the same time, I also have an open mind. I think everything is possible. But, you know, I guess as far as the, like you said, the mainstream media, government officials, I mean, they have constantly lied to us about everything under the sun. I have no reason to think that they'll start telling the truth in the future. So I choose to find my own, you know, answers and my own truths. And certainly, you know, you guys are probably the same way. Shay, anything else?
Yes, I also have one more question. Just so you know, I'm only 20 years old, and I, like I said, I was just recently turned on to this. But another question of mine is with all the deception that's going on mm-hmm. in the past and in the present, do you think that if this world is still around, that at some point our children's children will be deceived enough to where they will be wiped out in a complete population meltdown, or is there still hope for life on this planet for our ancestors or our children that are unborn?
Your name is Shane?
Shay,
it's not our children's children, man. It's happening right now. I mean, do you understand that there's you are not the norm, unfortunately. I wish you were, but the fact that you are listening to this radio program and that you even have taken the effort to call in means to me that you've woken up. You're no longer asleep at the wheel. But there are so many people that are, especially in your age group, because the bottom line is that more people have gone out and they bought, what was this video game that just came out, or video console, PlayStation 3 or whatever, where people got run over and almost killed. They were trampled because at some Walmart they didn't have enough, or there was some guy with a gun or something like this, where, you know, you have people going crazy of a stupid video console.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is horrible. I mean, I remember growing up in the 70s that my playground was an old ruin of a castle that we had, that we happened to have in the backyard, you know, that we used, and we used to go and play these games and what have we. And here I have a whole bunch of friends that have kids, and I remember the day when I had when we bought our first VCR. It was like, you know, amazing. Yet the VCR was hardly used, and I don't ever recall having a TV in my bedroom.
Wow.
Yet here, all of my friends' kids, they're barely 5 years old. They all have TVs in their bedroom, and video games. And see, here is the difference. The childhood that I had, our fantasy or came from playing with other friends, or it came from reading a book, or just with human interaction. Today, unfortunately, the fantasy, the way kids are supposed to think, that is infiltrated, given to them by the corporations, you know, the ones that are making these video consoles, that the fantasy, you no longer can create mm-hmm. your fantasy world, the imagery.
Yeah.
It's all given to you because you see it on that screen.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point.
And nobody, I mean, and here we have, and this is very, very unfortunate that this, what I'm about to tell, has come from the conservative side of America. That, for example, Harry Potter is a terrible thing. It's the most terrible thing that's ever happened to our kids. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Rowling is terrible. She made kids read again.
Yeah.
And then the conservatives are saying, oh no, but she's teaching about witchcraft. Baloney. It's a fantasy story, and it's making kids read again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's fantastic.
That is good.
But, you know, and so I hope, Shay, that answers the question. What I'm saying is that you're referring, if I'm not mistaken, to brainwashing of society, the dumbing down of America and the rest of the world, and I'm sorry to say, it's happening as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
That Anna Nicole Smith is the most important thing that we got to talk about right now.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Shay, if you have more, stay on here with us, folks. Georgia, we'll come back and we'll let you off the hook here, man. Thank you so much for all this time you've given us, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It's been an amazing 2.5 hours, and we certainly appreciate our guest, Giorgio Tsoukalos, for spending so much time with us. Giorgio, welcome back, my friend.
Thanks very much.
Boy, I tell you what, I think you really summed up the whole interview there so well, because basically what you've said here is that, look, you know, we used to have our imagination stimulated. We used to have an opportunity to sort of just believe whatever we wanted to. Our parents would encourage us to dream and to think and to explore and to have crazy ideas and crazy concepts. And then if kids are encouraged to do that nowadays, what they're going to find is that they are led in the same direction that so many of the authors that you guys have there at Legendary Times in the magazine and in the bookstore, that they probably grew up the same way. They were grown up without having parameters, without having borders and boundaries and stipulations in their thinking. And they were allowed to say, you know what? What about if the Great Pyramid wasn't built by the Egyptians? And then they start doing the research. And then they come up with all this evidence. And they start putting out these amazing books and changing our history. So I think that you've touched on such an important point that we do have to encourage that ability, the desire to think for ourselves and follow wherever it leads.
And to question.
Yes.
Absolutely, because the moment that you stop questioning, there is this great great bumper sticker out there. And you ever not here in Southern California, very conservative. You don't see it that often, but when you do, you know it's one of those good conservatives because mm-hmm. you know. I mean, let's not even get into it, but. It basically says dissent is patriotic, and I would
agree
with that. And it doesn't have to do with America. It has to do with the world governments.
Mm-hmm.
Every country, you know, question the official story, question the official teaching, mm-hmm. question everything. Come up with your own mind. Every person has a brain, and they should look into it for themselves and don't take everything that's presented to you just because it's in a newspaper or, God forbid, on the TV.
Well said.
Don't, you know.
Very well said. Well,
and there's a reason why there's radio shows like this to make people aware that there's more out there mm-hmm. than what we're being told.
Well, that's so well said. Shay in Ohio, does that more or less answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I couldn't agree with him more because I grew up in a different lifetime than mm-hmm. you two did.
Yes.
And you're right. Without, we really didn't have a chance to get an imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, until I started working at my current job, I really had no idea what was going on. And I'd like to thank my boss, Bert, for that.
He's yes.
Well, the one who woke me up and got me thinking about things from a different point of view.
That's wonderful.
Right. And, you know, by the way, you know, I mean, and I'll be the first one to say this. Shay, don't believe one single word I just said in this whole interview. Go out there and do the research yourself. Because if I were to tell you, well, you know, you must believe what I just, said in this interview, then I sound as idiotic as all the rest of society. I mean, I don't want anybody to believe a thing I just said, because the stuff that I've told you guys tonight is not stuff that I've made up. It's research I've done. It's stuff that I went out and traveled and touched and looked at and measured and photographed and did the research behind it. So it's all there. You know, but I still want you to go out there and read the texts read some books and stuff like this, and you'll find that, you know, we've barely scratched the surface today.
Wow. That's fantastic. And Shay, you give us all hope, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for the call. And Giorgio, I got to tell you, man, it's such a refreshing experience to be able to talk with you on the show here, and we should do it more often. But every time, if I ever get run down, if I ever get, you know, sort of burnt out on the whole thing about, you know, just the truth and growing up in this world of deception, I know all I have to do is just listen to you and your passion and your fire and your knowledge and your experience. And the manner that you deliver it is so accessible and so inviting to people that you make all the difference, my friend. You really do.
That's a great honor. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It is the least I can do, because you're doing such good things. The whole organization there, I certainly appreciate you guys, all that you're doing, and I can't urge people enough to go and see it for themselves at the website, legendarytimes.com, legendarytimesbooks.com. There's all sorts of contact information, and the Legendary Times Quarterly Magazine is phenomenal. Amazing authors that you have there and researchers who are contributing to all of our knowledge. And then you being here sharing it with us certainly is a whole new realm of opportunity for the listeners.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
And what we can definitely do tonight, and under legendarytimes.com, it's where it says free info. If you send us your contact information, we'll send you a free issue of Legendary Times, and we'll also enclose a free copy of our book catalog that just
Wonderful.
Came out.
Fantastic.
So that's definitely a great thing to take advantage of tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Giorgio, you're a great man. I really appreciate you so much. And, you know, anytime I can ever offer you time on the show, you feel free to reach out to me, too.
Till next time, thank you very much for having me.
Anytime, my friend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work. Folks, Giorgio Tsoukalos, an amazing man, and certainly amazing work. It's all about the evidence, following it where it leads, wherever those conclusions might take you, and it's an amazing thing. Stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Boy, I'll tell you what, I just so captivated by all this stuff, and I certainly love I love how Georgia really brings such a passion to the truth. There's so much to it. And I love the fact that he also says what I always try to say, which is, you know, don't believe what I say, don't believe what the guests say, don't believe what the news says. Find it out for yourself. That's the only time it really sinks in and sticks with you anyway. That's the only time it makes sense, is when you have your eyes opened through that experience. You know what I mean? And it is important to do so. So, you know, looking at this material, it does require a certain amount of imagination to even ask questions. You know what I mean? It's a hard, hard thing. People don't really ask questions anymore, for the most part. And that's a, you know, it's a fault of the system. It's a fault of the world. It's a fault of society. And it's our fault. It's our fault for not encouraging such things. Now, we must do so. We must do so. Nobody has it all figured out. Nobody. Okay? Not in a complete manner. And that was a perfect example with our last call that we took on Friday. You know, people who are trying to understand this whole thing without seeing the spiritual significance of this world that we live in. It just doesn't make sense otherwise. Does not make sense. Too many things, too many concepts, too many bizarre sort of writings and readings of different things. And I'm talking mostly about the legalisms and whatnot. And well, I should probably do this. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to weigh in as I sort of wax philosophical, you're more than welcome to do so. What I'm getting at, though, is like, for example, the people who look at the stock market. The stock market has never made sense to me. And granted, I've admittedly have a weakness in terms of numbers. They just don't make sense to me a lot of times. And I don't know why that is. Maybe I have a learning disability, perhaps. Maybe it's just an absolute lack of interest in that at all. But you know, when people say, you know, so I would ask questions, you know, as a young person, I would say, so wait a minute here. So the stock market is like the promise of something, and I give you real money, which I know now it's not real money. I give real money, and you give me a piece of paper that says I own something. And then that piece of paper is worth something else, huh? And then it's just based on what its value is, based on, you know, ups and downs and inflation and deflation and market manipulation and all this. And why would anybody do that in their right minds? You know, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But then you start delving into it and you start to see the people behind the people behind the people and the story behind the story behind the story. And then it makes sense. And you start looking at it. Same thing with politics. Look at the manipulation of politics, Democrats, Republicans. You know, in school, they and everybody's seen this. They do like the Model UN, of course. They want to get you excited about, you know, global government. And they do things like the elections, right? Like, okay, we're going to have mini elections in school just to see, you know, how the presidential candidates will go. Have you noticed how very few options they have on there? If they do it like a Democrat primary, they'll have two people. A Republican primary, two people. And for the final election, they'll have two people. And, of course, this just conditions the kids to be cognizant of only two political parties, both of which are fixed. You know, you look at the vote fraud. I mean, that's just expansive. We could do days and days and days and days and days on that alone. It's a situation where you've got so many different things, factors coming to play. That just makes it easier to fix the elections, but the elections have been fixed for a long time. So vote reform and subsequently political reform is a very, very difficult process. And everybody wants to know, what can we do, what can we do, what can we do? I'll tell you what you can do first. Care. That's a start. But everybody wants solutions, and I do too. I want solutions. I demand solutions. I beg for solutions. I'm always looking for solutions. But I just don't, I wouldn't know where to start. Everybody knows the world is screwed up. How do we fix it? That's the real question. And I've not heard a good answer, not from anybody. It's not to say there aren't any out there, but I've not heard a good one. And I guess when you start analyzing the situation, I've talked about this before, many, many people have different ideas of what needs to be done. And they have different priorities. This, you know, they can all say these 10 things absolutely need to happen. But everybody thinks, you know, that of those 10, they should be placed in different priorities. And odds are, you know, if your number one priority is one thing, you're going to have to go down the list to a different priority in order to make the first priority happen. Does that make sense? Or am I babbling? I mean, it makes sense to me. That doesn't mean anything. It could not make sense to anyone else. What I'm saying is if we need political reform, how do we get political reform? Well, first of all, you got to get the information out to the people. How do we do that? I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. And surely you're doing the best you can. There are people out there who do pass along information about shows like this and networks like this and other shows and other networks, and good for them. Because the important thing is the truth. It's not who presents it to you. Because you shouldn't swallow what they're feeding you anyway without asking questions. What's in this? Who cooked it? Where did you get the ingredients from? These are all questions you should ask. So, you know, again, when we have guests on like Giorgio, you know, Giorgio will tell you, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. Come to your own conclusions. But you have to have the right mindset in order to do that. So for me, I would say this, that my long and, well, it's been eventful to me, radio career, has certainly taken me down many, many, many roads. And what I've realized is that I have to be versatile. I have to be able to explore different options. I have to have guests on who talk about everything. Have to do this. Have to be open to all of this stuff. And why, you might ask? There's an answer. The answer is, of course, because everybody has different interests. The same analogy I just used about different people have different ideas about how to fix the country and how to fix the world. Some people think it's through law. Some people think it's through revolution. Some people think it's through information. Some people think it's through tax code. You know, I mean, and all those are valid, absolutely. But not everybody feels the same way you do. And not everybody feels the same pressing need about the same issues that you do. They might think it's important, but they don't, might not think it's the all-encompassing, you know, be-all, end-all issue that's going to unify, unite, and institute change. I do think that that's a possibility. And one of the things I tell people when they say, what can we do? I'd say anything. Do something. I don't care what you do, but do enough. Do enough so that way you feel good about the way you've spent your time. And I've talked about that many times. The definition of success, I was asked to speak at the University of Arkansas and give a speech on success and the definition of success. And my first question was, you want me to do this? Who says I'm successful? And they said, oh, you seem to be. Okay. Yeah, if you define success by fame, fortune, and, you know, glory, then I'm not successful. But that is not how I define success. I define it as being able to lay your head down at night and say, I've done everything I could. I've done the best I could with what I had today, and I'll do it all over again tomorrow. That, to me, is success. So are you successful today? I think you know, we have to go day by day at this point. And like I said about our call on Friday, you know, to me, a lot of people would view faith as a stumbling block. They would use faith as an opportunity to do nothing. And I think a lot of people do. You know, I have a friend who just started to work at a Christian company, and they do prayer and things like that. And my first suggestion to him is don't let those Christians chase you away from God, because they tend to do that, don't they? Yeah, it's just my thought. And I mean, obviously not all of them. But I mean, what is the definition of a Christian, really? I think that there are people who live a Christian life without being believers, or maybe even ever having been exposed to it. But they do live the right way. I think that's sometimes more important. You know, going with your gut and choosing to live correctly. You know, being bad is easy. Being good is tough. I always like to challenge myself. That's the road I've chosen. And I don't view faith as an opportunity to do nothing. Otherwise, why am I doing this job? You don't think I could make 10, 20, 50, 100 times or 500 times or 5,000 times the money I'm making here as opposed to going to some major market and doing smut radio? Of course I could. It's easy. It's very easy to do that kind of radio. There's no prep required. You just get out of bed and you go and you do your show and you're done for the day. Nothing. Not how I do it. I could, but that's the easy way. I don't like easy. I like hard. It's just kind of been sometimes my issue with faith to a certain degree, because I've always felt that faith was hard, that faith was religion. And there's a difference, I think, truly. But what I'm getting at here is that some people would use faith and something like the rapture and say, oh, I'll just wait it out. God will come get me, and then it'll be done, over and done with. I disagree with that mindset. I disagree with it in every possible way you can disagree with that. I think that's the opportunity to sit back, as I was accused of doing on Friday, sitting back and just waiting for everything to wrap up. I'm not like that. I'm also not the person on the flip side who says desperation and frustration are rationales for picking up arms and having an armed revolution. Let's overthrow the government. I think that's silly. Just as silly as sitting around and just hiding under your bed with your Bible and saying, oh, the rapture's coming. I'll be able to be escaped and not have to go through any of this hard stuff. I think it's the hard stuff that makes us who we are. You know, we're forged in the burning of our experiences and the trials and tribulations we go through. And you can do something with that or you can do nothing with it. Everybody will look at it and say, man, times are tough. Times are tough. What are you doing to make it better? Not just for you, but for everybody, for other people. But I think that for me, I view this life as simply, and I don't mean to belittle it, because I do think of it as a great gift, certainly to me, but I view this life as more or less a rat race, you know, trying to do something. You know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness and all that. Not the achievement of happiness, but the pursuit of it, the chasing of it, of trying to find what makes you happy. And once you know what makes you happy, you know what your purpose is, I guess. And some people's happiness is money, and some people's happiness is fame, whatever that may be. You know, there's something to be said for positive thinking and achieving that goal. And I mentioned this to you. A great article I read, it is incredibly depressing, though. It's about this some multi-billionaire. He was saying, hey, look, here's the secret of how I achieved all this stuff. And he talks about it. You just basically have to have laser beam focus on achieving whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, success, wealth. And for him, it was wealth. And he's wealthy. And everything else has fallen by the wayside. Everything else became such of a minor priority that there was only room in his life for that tunnel vision. And for me, it's a little different. For me, it is because I'm a person of faith that I do this show. It's because I care. It's because I want to make a difference, not so I can be famous or anything like that, but just so I can say that I did everything I could. And it's my faith that drives that. Faith is, to me, is not an opportunity for inaction. It's a burden of responsibility to do something. Do you see what I'm trying to get at here? And people, if you are believers, if you are people of faith, you do understand what I'm saying. And maybe I'm making some of you feel bad. Maybe I'm making some of you feel guilty. Maybe I'm making some of you feel like you haven't done anything. We're all doing something in some degree. But those who think that being a believer in faith is simply taking a hands-off approach to this whole thing, I think that's the mistake you're making. And not seeing the spiritual significance of the battles that we're engrossed in every single day, every minute of every day, of our whole lives. You're missing out on a key element to understanding the world. And when you see the knots that this world is tied in, and the circles it runs in, and you realize that these are not human hands that have tied that, and these are not human hands who have crafted this maze that we can't escape from, then you realize it's not human hands that can untie it, and human hands that can find this way out. We have to do the best we can with what we've got. And what motivates you? Is it faith, or is it personal acquisition? Is it glory? Is it greed? It's always something. But for me, it's faith. And faith is why I'm here. Faith is why I do the show. Faith is why I've probably still in this radio thing. This radio thing which has kicked me out, chased me away, pushed me away, and then drawn me back so many times in the last 14 years. I have to believe in faith. To me, it's countless validations in my life, in my personal life. It's just me. You can feel differently. I don't require you to feel the same way I do or to think the same way I do. Just feel and think whatever you want. But feel and think something. Care about something. Be motivated by something to do something. Some people like to protest. Some people like to write letters. Some people like to take action. Some people like to, you know, spread the word and just one person at a time. Whatever it is that you're doing, good for you. You're doing something. It's a lot more than everybody else. It's easy to do nothing. It's easy to sit here and just feel superior and smug and say, I know everything. If you fools only knew what I knew. And how many times have we all been around those kinds of people? People who just were so arrogant, so know-it-all. They want to lecture about the Democrats and the Republicans and sort of why one is better than the other and one will change the world for the better. You just want to shake your head and say, what are you thinking about? But here's the thing. We can take the truth, and we can smack them upside the head in front of everybody. Humiliate that person. That'll teach them a lesson. But who's been converted now because of that truth? You use the truth as a weapon instead of as a gift. You weren't beaten with the truth. It was given to you. It was offered to you, and you took it. And now you understand. So how are you, you know, returning the favor and spreading the truth? How are you reciprocating and giving that gift to someone else and offering them the truth? the truth, you know, again, double-edged sword. It is a gift, but at the same time, it's a burden. It's a burden of responsibility. And depending on your motivation in life and what drives you and what motivates you and what continues to make you get out of bed and do something with your day, when you have those two elements, you've got the truth and you've got whatever it is motivating you. I think if your motives are pure, you'll do good things with it. And if they're not, you'll do nothing or you'll do something bad. And it's, you know, it's all for God to sort out in my mind. But I always tell you this, you hear a lot of things on the show, folks, a lot of things that probably, hopefully, make you think, that make you research, that make you consider things. But at the same time, if you have that strong foundation, and for me, it's faith. For you, maybe it's the magic bumblebee in the sky. I don't know. But if you have faith, you have a strong place to stand. Some places to stand are stronger than others, no doubt. But the point is once you have that firm foundation, you can bear it all that's thrown at you. You have that firm footing, and you'll be okay. So, you know, fear not, my friends. Everything is going to work out for the best. I firmly, firmly believe that. There is zero doubt in my soul on that. Stay with us. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Wash.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Exciting stuff, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Tail end of hour number three already. This hour, of course, being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have nine, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in this whole area, not just Arkansas because of where it's located, but Missouri as well, Branson, all that fun stuff. So I would urge you to seriously consider checking it out as a family vacation spot this summer or any other time of the year, actually, because these cabins, of course, all weather. You visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Let's go to James in Texas. James, welcome to the show. Okay. I guess James did not want to talk after all. Let's go to Jay in Michigan. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, hello, Frank. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're having a great show tonight.
Well, thank you.
And talking about the truth before the break,
mm-hmm.
and the grace of God, and
Amen.
Our responsibility. Preach on, you know.
Wow.
It's the truth.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, we all have so much to contribute, and there's, you know, I really hate to see it, but there's so much of this, and it's interesting. I was talking to Georgia when we were setting up the interview, and he said, yeah, you know, you can post the interview, you know, as early as you want. And I said, I don't post too early. And he said, why is that? And I said, I have a lot of other talk show hosts who contact my guests and say, you better not do Frank's show. You know, stuff like that. There's this sort of elitism out there that only my show is good enough to have you on, and this show's not good enough for you to be on, and so on and so forth. And I really hate that. I don't like to limit the truth. The truth should be available for everybody, and there's so many different ways to access that. And I think it's interesting when I've talked to people, and they've come to the truth and as they know it, they've all come from different directions. Some people have come because of the financial, you know, side of things. Some people have come because of the political side of things. Some people have explored the paranormal, the supernatural, UFOs, aliens, extraterrestrials, ancient history, ancient technology, modern technology. Everybody approaches, you know, these roads in different manners, and they all lead to the middle. You know, it's like the
exactly.
spokes on a wheel. And I think that, you know, we all have to make this journey together.
That's true. I became a born-again Christian in what I feel a very untraditional way.
Mm-hmm.
When I try to talk to other Christians about it, it doesn't work well for them because, Frank, I found out about 9/11. Mm-hmm. I was minding my own business on a bulletin board, and there was this thread that said, hey, watch this video. It'll blow your mind. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not doing anything. I'm waiting for spring so work can get busy, just mind my own business. Life was good. And I watched this film, and it blew my mind, and for like the next week, I would wake up every morning feeling like my mom died. You know, I could remember when she did. You know, you wake up and you kind of feel good for a second, and then you think, oh, my God, it really happened. They really did it. And I didn't leave it at that. I asked why. And when I, you know, when I witnessed how evil it was, there was no denying what was happening. And, you know, I found myself, I mean, at the water, you know.
Jay, let me, if you don't mind, I'd love to hear more of this story if you can hang on through this quick break. It's only going
to
be about 90 seconds, and we'll come right back. So,
I'd love to.
Wonderful, wonderful. Folks, stay with us, and be aware of that phone number, 800-313-9443. Back in about 90 seconds with our final hour of the program. Stay with us.